This is Akashwani, the news read by Nitya Franco. ISRO has successfully accomplished the first integrated airdrop test, IADT-01, for end-to-end demonstration of parachute-based deceleration system for Gaganyaan missions. It was a critical exercise to validate the parachute system that will bring back astronauts safely under the mission from its spaceport. This test is a joint effort of ISRO, Indian Air Force, DRDO, Indian Navy and the Indian Coast Guard. More from our correspondent.
During the test demonstration today, a mock crew model was released when Chinook helicopter and the parachute deployment was tested. It involved extraction, drogue chute activation and main parachute deployment. Today's success highlights India's growing technological capabilities and its position in the global space community. The unmanned Gaganyaan mission is planned in December and manned mission in 2028. The Gaganyaan mission aims to carry a three-member crew to an orbit of about 400 kilometers for up to 3 days before safely returning them back to Earth. Sudhindra, Akashwani News, Bengaluru.
Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said that India is fully prepared for its first ever human spaceflight mission named Gaganyaan, and this is not just a technological achievement but a new chapter in the journey of a self-reliant India. The Defence Minister said this while addressing the felicitation ceremony in New Delhi of Gaganyaatri's group captains Shubhanshu Shukla, Prashant Balkrishan Nair, Ajit Krishnan and Angad Pratap, who have been selected for this mission.
हमारा कंट्रीब्यूशन केवल स्पेस में उपग्रह भेजने तक सीमित नहीं है आज भारत चंद्रमा से लेकर मंगल ग्रह तक अपनी उपस्थिति दर्ज करा चुका है आज भारत गगनयान जैसे मिशंस के लिए भी पूरी तरह तैयार है क्यों मैं इसे केवल तकनीकी उपलब्धि के रूप में नहीं देखता बल्कि आत्मनिर्भर भारत का नया अध्याय है जहां हम विश्व की बड़ी स्पेस पावर्स के बीच खड़े हो रहे हैं
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold talks with his Fiji counterpart, Sithiveni Rabuka, in Delhi today. The Fiji Prime Minister arrived in New Delhi yesterday on a three-day visit to India. Union Minister J.P. Nadda called on the visiting dignitary last evening. The External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that this is the first visit to India by Prime Minister Rabuka in his present capacity. During his visit to New Delhi, the Fiji Prime Minister will also call on President Draupadi Murmu. The visit underscores the long-standing and enduring ties between India and Fiji. It reaffirms the continued commitment of both countries to further strengthen the bilateral relationship across all sectors and deepen close people-to-people ties. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a two-day visit to Gujarat today. On the first day of his visit, Mr. Modi is scheduled to inaugurate multiple development projects worth 5,400 crore rupees in Ahmedabad. Following the inauguration, he will also address a public gathering. On the second day of his visit, the Prime Minister will inaugurate localized production of hybrid battery electrodes and flag off battery electric vehicle exports to 100 countries at Hansalpur in Ahmedabad. The Election Commission has said that documents of more than 98% electors have been received till now to file claims and objections to the draft electoral roll of Bihar. In a statement, the Commission said that 8 more days are still left for people to file claims and objections. India Meteorological Department IMD has issued an orange alert for heavy to very heavy rainfall over northwestern parts of the country for the next 2 days. According to the IMD, heavy to very heavy rainfall is expected at isolated places over Gujarat, Odisha, Rajasthan and Uttarakhand till 26th of this month. India's Sharvari Somnath Shinde won the Under-18 Women's Individual Recurve Gold Medal at the 2025 World Youth Archery Championships in Winnipeg, Canada. The 16-year-old defeated South Korea's Kim Ye-won, 6-5, in a tense final to clinch the gold. And that's the end of this news bulletin.